This is Working in Teams, Unit 11B, Positioning for High-Performance Teaming, Challenges and Opportunities for Teams in the HIT Environment. Clear purpose for a high-performance team includes principles and action items that highlight the systematic approach to high performance. Establishing a clear objective so that team members understand to what end they are working is key to gaining acceptance and commitment to the mission. High-performance teams display a deeper sense of purpose and commitment and have more ambitious performance goals. The culture must be one that fosters open communication and a tolerance for ambiguity, yet offers opportunity for accelerated growth, resilience, and change. Tasks must be specified, yet allow for individual creativity in response to the need for swift action in high-velocity global environments. Roles of high-performance teams are clear and distinct, but also allow for flexibility as members cross over to help each other on specific high-profile and urgent tasks. Leadership for high-performance teams brings all members into the task as the model of leadership activities, actions, principles, and philosophies required to gain superior performance is shared. In order for such leadership to develop, it is required that members remain flexible to the charge and are provided adequate resources. In the electronic bedboard scenario, the team has been meeting for 4 weeks, and the shift coordinator, who is the team leader, has been unavailable for the last 2 meetings. The team members have met each deliverable either alone or with a partner. It is determined by the team that the team leader's role might need to have another person step in to take the lead while the shift coordinator finishes another obligation. The team meets with the shift coordinator, and it is determined in the best interest of the team to have a nurse manager lead the team until the shift coordinator is able to be more an active participant. Individual member contribution. Because leadership is shared in high-performance teams and each team member must be willing and able to take action, it is required that each member have a solid handle on their ability to independently provide value and a strong self-image. The ability to trust is generated by secure self-knowledge and competence. Trust develops in high-performance teams as members learn the value of the interconnected, unique skills and contributions required for high performance. Such recognition leads to commitment to a unified set of performance goals. This commitment is shared, but the true value for high performance comes when individual team members are readily willing to sacrifice personal gain for the benefit of the team. High-performance teams display high levels of diversity of thought and action. This requires that each member remain flexible and keep an open attitude that welcomes the ideas of other members. The electronic bedboard team has been meeting now for 8 weeks, of which one of the nurse managers has been leading the team. The team has stayed on task and all deliverables have been delivered on time. At each team meeting, there is a sense of unity and clear purpose. The meetings are focused and end before the allotted time. At the last meeting, one of the unit clerks stated that she was delaying a promotion for the next 4 weeks to be able to complete her deliverable for the team. The housekeeping manager stated that that wouldn't be necessary since she would step in and partner with the remaining unit clerk to complete the workflows. Think about this. Is what the unit clerk did in line with HPT? Is what the housekeeping manager did in line with HPT? Due to the typical composition of high-performance teams, members are frequently people who have gained recognition for work they have done as individuals. Coordination becomes a key issue and must be developed and maintained by all members. The key for high-performance teams is to have each member take ownership of an issue or process that requires the input of other members. This can only evolve via sound and continual open communication, which serves as a core requirement for HPT. Communication should be appropriately structured and focused on the team's mission. Cohesion for HPT requires that members cooperate interdependently around the activities linked to high performance. Cohesion increases with continual performance feedback, which is a required component for HPT. Team members should have the opportunity to offer and receive feedback and feed forward on a regular and consistent basis. This supports addressing issues prior to affecting team dynamic. Decision-making for high performance requires members to be fully informed and be included in the decision-making processes. The ability to deal with conflict that fosters creative force is another characteristic of high-performance teams. Rather than shy away from conflict, team members value the opportunity to address conflicting issues, values, and processes as they seek to forge ahead in meeting their mission. Although it is not required that HPT members become close friends, the ability to treat each other in a civil and respectful manner is key to high performance. Solid professional relationships trump friendships as a required component for high performance. In order for a team to create and maintain the synergy required for high performance, members must embrace its diversity of skills, knowledge, and personalities rather than its level of leadership. Activity 2, nurturing a high-performance team. Now that we have investigated structure, individual contribution, and process areas for high-performance teaming, you are challenged to propose specific ways to include elements in each of these areas into an HIT environment. If you were a member of an HIT team that sought to perform at the highest levels, how would you structure the team? What standards would you suggest be placed on individual member contributions? And what processes would you want to place for the team? Sustaining high performance, as mentioned in the introduction to this unit, is not always possible, and even when it is, it doesn't last forever. Still, there are things teams can do to set themselves up for a sustained period of high performance. They can also use these elements to prepare for other high-performance activity in the future. We will look more deeply at each of these areas on the subsequent slides. In order to strive for high performance, teams need to accept the hard facts about present situations and how those situations may impact future consequences. Exploring what may be being avoided may well clarify for team members elements that are stopping them from taking decisive action. Don't be afraid to ask the questions that others are not asking. In fact, someone on the team should be seeking out such questions on a consistent basis. Probe if team members are afraid of admitting failure, looking inadequate or incompetent, or appearing vulnerable. Embracing what we fear most often frees us to act upon it. In order to overcome the type of fears listed above, it is important to take action. Make plans to move on key issues and assign responsibilities for such action to specific team members. In the electronic bedboard scenario, one of the key components is that the team isn't aware of the dollar amount that the hospital is willing to commit to the project. Several of the additional expenses that the team needs to present to the board are training on the system, additional licenses, additional hardware, and support for the users after implementing the application. The team leader has asked the team for their input on how to best address these questions to the board. High-performance teams look to outperform everyone else, including themselves. They reach higher than even they thought possible. This type of all-encompassing engagement is built upon a compelling saga or story that the team shares. Sometimes this is developed and pronounced by the team leader, sometimes the company executive or director of the unit. The important elements of a saga are that it clearly illustrates a common passion for the team. That is, every member of the team can easily assimilate the saga and become a witness to its value. Engagement of the team members becomes everyone's responsibility as they each challenge each other to behave in ways that help to push the team further. Developing these behaviors into a standard code can often help to align the activities of team members to the saga. The electronic bid board is quickly becoming known as the team that wouldn't quit. What are the circumstances that would give this team the label of the team that wouldn't quit? One of the limiting functions of most teams is their reliance on tools when they should be relying on the capabilities of the team members and the team itself. High-performance teams are truly gestalt in their accomplishments. That is, the team performance is greater than the sum of the performances of the individual team members. The ability to protect against a type of tool seduction, where the tool becomes more important than the outcome, is critical for high-performing teams. Keeping an enhanced focus on ideas and striving for their application will help a team toward high performance, as will keeping a continuous check on the temptation of letting tools run the show. Tools should be chosen and used only when they meet the specific challenges of the task. Rarely will tools alone provide a team with the benefits of high performance. Criteria for selecting tools should be carefully established, reviewed, and maintained by the team. High-performance teams keep outcomes and accountability as the prime targets, not merely throwing tools at the challenges they face. Several times during the project, the team was unable to meet face-to-face. It was determined to have a conference call to continue to meet during those specific meetings. The conference calls took place, but afterwards, when talking about what was missing, it was decided that this team worked best in being in the same physical location. The flow of conversation and ideas were much more tuned in than over a conference line. Great leaders and high-performance teams have humility in common. Neither could emerge nor exist without this personal attribute. As soon as a team or any of its members begins to demonstrate arrogance, the seeds of destruction are evident. Those seeds will not lead to high performance. In order to protect the capacity to seek humility, a team needs to accept it as a necessary value to uphold and support. The team should challenge members who tend to, quote, wax on eloquence, to show how smart they are rather than offer relevant substance to meet the needs of the team. In the same light, high-performance teams will not allow members to display arrogant or disrespectful behavior. One way to keep a team honest on this important dimension is to institute a regular reporting structure where members provide evidence of the, quote, dumbest thing they have done. This tends to keep members grounded in the reality of their personal shortcomings and supports the value of the power of the team. It keeps the focus on the team's goals rather than on personal accomplishments. The foundation for high-performance teams is built on partnerships with others, both internal and external to the team. Because high-performance teams, by definition, attempt to go where others have not gone before, it is vital that teams support individual failure and requests for help by their team members who have stretched beyond their capabilities. Asking for help should not be viewed as a form of weakness, but should be expected by members of a high-performance team. This inter-team partnering should be valued as normal practice. At times, the team itself may be stretched beyond their reach and may require the assistance of other partners outside the team. Finally, it is important that high-performance teams seek to include all members within the team as partners and to exclude any individual from the team who does not want to partner to achieve the goals of the team. The electronic bedboard team became a high-performance team by encouraging partnering with someone on the team to succeed in delivering the deliverable that was charged to them. These partnerships and the goodwill it forged will last long after the team has disbanded. The ability to partner is a skill that can be used on future teams as well, regardless of their composition or charge. In order to continue to promote achievement of high performance, teams need to develop a culture of principled perseverance. Team members should challenge each other regarding commitment to the team's mission and processes as well as the ground rules for member behavior. Teams should hold their members accountable for individual effort and agreed upon actions. Individuals should be held accountable to report any personal struggles they are having in meeting their assigned tasks. Oftentimes, teams will fall into a state of equilibrium where politeness and humor are used to refrain from, quote, rocking the boat. But many times, to achieve high performance requires that boats are rocked. For this reason, any attempts to cover issues within the team or relieve any discomfort should be met directly and immediately by the team members. Of course, any team issue that is internal to the team process should be kept that way, internal. Speaking out of class should not be tolerated if a team is seeking high performance. The electronic bedboard team has sustained multiple setbacks and continued to stay the course of the charge. No team member ever talked outside of the team about negative issues within the team. No one knew that the team leader was replaced or that the housekeeping manager was partnering with the remaining unit clerk. The team members were able to raise their objections to the direction of the new leader regarding the proposal to the board with passion and humor. The team decided how they wanted to pursue the proposal, not the team leader. All good teams need to be prepared. High-performance teams need ultra-preparation. Ben Franklin once said, "If you fail to plan, you plan to fail." For high-performance teams, the statement might be better read, "Preparation leads to performance." Ultra-preparation is required for high performance. Remember that high performance is extraordinary by design. This means that ordinary preparation techniques will not position your team for extraordinary performance. Ultra-preparation can be achieved by heeding some key guidelines. Teams desiring high performance should remain open to new experiences, being careful to not prematurely close any available pathway to success. This means being diligent in examining diverse scenarios toward outstanding accomplishment of the mission. It means seeking ways to maximize the use of individual and collective intuitive responses to challenges. It means developing a team value toward visionary optimism, where the team members repeatedly find ways to discover silver linings in storm clouds. Finally, high-performance teams exhibit a consistent ability to seek challenges where normal teams may run from problems. High-performance teams rarely turn away from a challenge, although they may agree to recycle through ultra-preparation several times before proceeding down a certain path. Activity 3. Sustaining a high-performance team. We have taken a look at several dimensions that include methods and techniques required to sustain an environment within a team that enables the team to achieve high performance. Assuming you are a member of an HIT team, your task is to identify an initial step for each dimension that could be used to sustain high performance for your team. In doing so, you will list 7 key activities that should be implemented by your team. Which of these 7 do you think will be the most difficult? Which will be the easiest, and why? In conclusion, you have now gained an appreciation for the challenges and benefits of building, nurturing, and sustaining a high-performance team. You should be able to develop a working knowledge of high performance, identify key criteria for high-performance teaming, and propose a team structure that enables high performance.